I was like, all right, let me do that, you know, whatever, I'll raise $1,000. And the first day I had raised like $6,000 or $7,000, and I was like, geez, like I kept having to push the envelope back. Highly recommend whenever you start this, you know, make sure you understand where you're at. Don't try to pander for views and stuff like that. Just do your thing. Have something unique to bring to the table, because in the end, people want to see something different. They either want to see you be amazing at the game, you know, if you're playing like Call of Duty or Battlefield or something like that, they want to see you destroy lobbies. Or they want a personality that they can relate with, or both.
Boom, YK, thanks so much for joining in today, man.
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
I've seen you around streaming, doing your thing for a while out here, so I'm glad we actually get a chance to kind of sit down and chat, learn a little bit more about yourself and your story.
Yeah. Hopefully some people can take away my story a little bit, and maybe we'll help people out a little bit. I don't know. We'll see.
Absolutely. No, definitely. I think there's a lot of insight in every conversation, man. But before we get too deep in everything, I just kind of want to know where you're at now. Like, what platform are you gaming on? What games are you playing? And if somebody's going to go to your channel, like, what do they find there?
Yeah. So currently I'm on Facebook with you as well here. With 85K followers. Just hit a little milestone there. Not quite as big as where you're at. But hey, you know, we're getting there.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Awesome.
Right around
awesome.
The corner. Hey. I currently actually play GTA 5M, which is a role playing, which is cops and robbers kind of stuff. So it's a lot of fun. I switched out. I used to do the Call of Duty thing like you guys do, but I wasn't growing very fast. So I switched it up.
How's it been? Because I know like Call of Duty, rather GTA, is a massive game, especially on Facebook. Like, how's it been like transitioning over to doing some of the RP, which you guys don't know, is much more like you're in character, right? Like you're playing a character as you're going through it. Like, has that been stuff that people, do they understand it when they come into it? Like, how's that experience been on Facebook?
So there's a couple different types of GTA streamers. There's your guys that are running around like the Hulk and blowing up the whole city, and people are really like, yeah, let's go, man. Let's have fun. And those guys are cool. Like, they got some cool stuff going on. It's very entertaining. And then you have like what we do, which is kind of like staying in character. Like you said, it's an acting type of role. It's role play. And what you do is, what I do is I'm primarily a cop, and there's a lot of cops and robbers. There's bank robberies and, you know, crimes that happen throughout the city of GTA 5's world. And you have to stop the crime, essentially. It's kind of, you know, taboo, I guess, right now in these times. But it's a lot of fun, though.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. So, but before you kind of got into creating and doing some of that stuff, I guess, tell us a little about where you kind of came from with it and what you did even before content creation.
Yeah. So, well, I'll start with the content creation. Before that, I've done quite a few different things. I've, believe it or not, I went through the police academy when I was 20, 22. And I did everything I could to get a job. I had a lot of trouble getting a job. So I went back to school for videography. And I did editing and videography, ran my own business. It was a really good experience. I learned a lot. Photography and all that kind of stuff was involved as well. It was basically digital media. And so after that, my wife and I decided to travel the country because she's a kind of like a traveling nurse deal. And we took off in 2018.
Wow, that's awesome.
Pretty cool, yeah. So,
was that when you started your content in 2018, or when you started to travel?
So we started traveling in the summer of 18, and at the I really wanted to stream just for kind of like a hobby, and toward the end of 2018, I think it was November, I actually started on Facebook, and it was interesting. I was watching, I can't remember his name. He was playing Black Ops 3, and I personally liked Call of Duty. I enjoyed the game. And Blackout was just about to come out. And so I wanted to get into the Battle Royale of it. And it ended up being a really good move. I got in a little bit late into Facebook. Not as late as some, but not as early as others.
Sure.
And I didn't actually get, I got to grow a lot faster than many other people. I think I may have hit like the algorithm system really, really early on around that November area. And I was like the first couple of weeks, I think I had my first 1,000 followers.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it was kind of booming pretty quick. And Blackout was kind of, I don't know if you played it. I think you played it maybe very, very seldom.
Yeah, I
like,
played Blackout for a while.
Did you? Okay. And I mean, we were kind of parallel then, probably at the same time. And then I know you guys kind of took off. I think a lot of guys did Fortnite and they went back over other games and stuff like that. So, but I stuck it out with Blackout for probably 6 months, 7 months and then discovered GTA and I haven't really looked back. I mean, I did want to jump into to Call of Duty, but there's so many, you know, just amazing players at this point. It's pretty tough to compete.
That's interesting. And so when you kind of started out streaming then, you kind of kicked right into like getting some people to find your stream and watch from there. Is that like, was it a pretty quick origination from that?
So within the first, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, I ran into, I had people coming into my chat. I mean, it was booming pretty quick. And I had people coming into my chat asking me if I had played with the, I think they were called the Stream Team at the time. And it had Ross De La Vista in it, if you know who he is, which I know you do. They were telling me, go check him out. So I went and checked him out and he was just destroying this lobby. And I was like, dude, this dude's a beast. So I picked him up, like I hit him up and I was like, let's go, man, let's play some games. And, you know, the first stream we had, I mean, it was like everybody that was in the chat on his end and everybody that was in the chat on my end, we'd say, hey, go over and check out Ross De La Vida. Hey, go check out Yuppie Killer. Yeah. And man, I think that really helped out like a lot, like that networking together actually like boosted both of us in the beginning kind of pretty quickly. And his skill is so good. You know, he just blew up on it.
Awesome. And then as you kind of kept on playing with it, like what was it? Because it was a game that I switched off relatively soon. I think it was like Apex or something had come out or it was some other game. But what was kind of like sticking on with it? Like, did that help you kind of bring the community together around the game? Like, what was some of that experience like keeping with it? And then I guess your transition as well.
Yeah, the Call of Duty community is amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better community. And the main reason I even really kind of switched out was because I just couldn't compete with some of these guys. You got Picnic that was just killing, breaking records, Y8 and those guys, and Promise and those guys. We all played together at that time on Blackout. But those guys are so freaking good. And when they switched over, like I couldn't compete with those guys. So I took kind of the GTA world, and I was so good at RP, and I just got better and better. And I know my stuff with. You know, with the law enforcement side of it, I really just kind of took off as one of the top cops in RP. I mean, I don't know how Twitch works and how many of those guys are over there, but I feel like, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm probably up there in the top 10%, 5%, you know?
That's awesome, man. Yeah, that's really cool. And to kind of see where your strengths kind of lied within that and like just your interest overall too, and to kind of explore it different, because it's a very, you know, it's a pretty big shift kind of going from Call of Duty to GTA. Not that it's, you know, crazy or anything, but it is a bit of a transition there, and to bring the audience over and kind of try that out, right?
Well, yeah, that's one thing is you lose a lot of your audience because a lot of those people they either don't understand it or they just don't, you know, it's just not as entertaining to them, and then you gain a new audience. And you know, actually for a minute there I was like, man, I really want to do shooter games. So for a couple of weeks I switched back over to COD, you know, and you know, the people on my GTA community, you know, most of them really just want to watch you play GTA at that point. It's the same deal. And you're kind of stuck there because, you know, I mean, you know how the algorithm system works. For someone who's a little bit smaller, it's tough trying to swim uphill, especially, you know, if you're streaming at the same time a lot of these guys are streaming. You know, it's tough trying to get back into it. So
yeah, and even to transition in the first place over to GTA and to build a new community kind of around that, I've experienced that many times over the years, kind of switching between games and seeing. Yep. You know, how do I expand? And then sometimes people just don't even watch, but then they'll come back when I switch to another game or play something else in the future. And they'll say, oh man, I haven't seen you for years. And oh, you're still doing what, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I lost 100 some odd supporters when I switched. I was only at like 200. So I lost like half my supporters and I think I gained them in threefold. But I mean, you know, you just have to take that, you know, you just have to be like, all right, it's going to be a couple of months where financially you're going to be beat. So, I mean, it's just what it is. So, I mean, your views are going to go down, everything's going to go down, and you just have to kind of weather the storm and build over.
Did you first join, was Facebook the first place that you had streamed on? Did you try YouTube at all? Did you try Twitch at all as well?
Yeah, that's a good question. I did start on Twitch. I started from the bottom, and I think I got like 33 followers in 3 months. I mean, I didn't go anywhere. Sure. I had maybe 2 or 3 people and... like CCV average, and that was probably me and my cell phone and my computer, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have much of an audience at all. So, yeah, I did try on there. And interestingly enough, like I was saying, I was watching dang, I can't remember his name. I think he does still stream, but he had like 15 or 20 people in his audience, and I was sitting there like, God, this guy's killing it. Like he's got like a bunch of people. People are actually chatting. He's actually responding when I message him in the thing, and I'm like, this is great. Like, you know, I was like, maybe I should switch to Facebook, and I even put it in his chat, and he's like, man, you should do it. And I was like, let's try it out. So I started. I had one computer. I had I actually have a picture of a before and after. And it's like one little desk with my computer. I had a laptop next to me for my chat because I didn't know anything about the streaming dashboard and all that stuff. And we went from there, and I did pretty damn good. And we went to we actually traveled. I was in Sacramento at the time, and then we traveled to Colorado, and that's where all the good stuff, like, we just blew up. It was crazy.
And so did you kind of just decide to stay there and then continue to build your channel out and start to really like develop more? Because if you're getting some traction, you know, people take different approaches with it, I guess. Like, what was your approach as you started to see some of the growth and in terms of like your schedule or how you committed to it?
Yeah, so I've always had a weird schedule. I'm really, it's probably one of my least positive characteristics, I think, is my schedule, because I just don't know how to get like up at 8 o'clock in the morning and grind like you guys do. Like, you guys kill it. So that was probably one of the reasons. Maybe I was, you know, not catching algorithm, or maybe held back a little bit. But I think that, you know, I would recommend, and I do recommend for new streamers that are just coming into it, to hit a nice schedule and just, you know, try to get started around the same hour, at least within that 30-minute window every single day, and just keep grinding. Because I mean, I know how it works, and I know exactly what I needed to do. It's just, you know, the schedule thing for me is really bad. Like, and I know that probably hit me negatively in the end.
Well, how did you kind of handle it, as you know, people are watching? Like, were you streaming every day? Were you streaming a couple days a week? Like, what was kind of it like for you as you did start to explore it, or maybe even as you caught wind more on GTA, or like how any of that went?
Yeah, so my thing's always been family first, and a lot of people are out there grinding, and they're working, they're grinding. And I've always been one to, you know, that's why we started traveling, is because we wanted to see the other side of the country. I'm in Florida, and we wanted to see the rest of the world. So, you know, I would take days off here and there to go up into the Rocky Mountains, or, you know, do this and that. But I always, the one thing that I always did was I always made sure I posted something, a picture of what I was doing that day, or just, you know, hey guys, this is what I'm doing. Just letting people know, hey, listen, you know, I'm not going to be live today, but check this out. Or maybe even go live while I'm out in the boonies, and, you know, I have some service, and just do a quick little, you know, phone stream or something, just something to keep people, you know, hey, this is what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, I personally, like, I want to see the world, and that's kind of where I'm at, and that's kind of my goals, you know, because, YOLO, right? So, like, I do want to grind this at the same time, but you have to time manage. So it's a balance. It's a balance of being able to do that. Some people are just 1,000%, you know, staring at their screen, and that's good, man. You know, keep grinding, keep getting where you want. Success is only what I would consider the end goals, right? So my end goals.
No, I mean, to me, just even hearing that like, that's a unique thing in general. And even just being able to share some of that other content, like, that's going to interest a whole bunch of people that may not be interested in the 24/7 grind of whatever other game is. So it is an interesting perspective, and being able to use some of that content, like, yeah, that's super cool. Like, that, you know, that it tells me a lot about you and how you are creating and what you even want to do as well. And I'm sure that resonates with people that are interested in that as well, you know?
Well, a lot of people have full-time jobs, and I've watched people quit that full-time job to do this full-time. And I, you know, I usually recommend against that. I just, the reason for that is because of the saturation and amount of people that are in there. You're taking a chance. Also, I mean, you have to understand, like, there's no benefits. Like, there's no insurance. There's no life insurance. There's no, you know, this game is straight, like, what you make of it, and on the back end of what you do with your, you know, with your own life. So a lot of people kind of think, oh, cool, I made, you know, a couple thousand this month, let me do this for a living. And it's like, I don't recommend that until you are really fully, you know, locked in. I mean, 500 supporters plus, or whatever it is that you can do to manage yourself. And yeah, it's a lot of people really do want to push that. Like, let's go full send. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. And I unless you're 100%, let's go, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be in a good position for it and what makes sense for you. Still got to be able to cover your responsibilities, because at the end of the day, it's still there, right? Like you got to keep on keeping on with what you want to do. But some cool stuff as well that, you know, I've seen you doing in terms of, as well as the stream. You also did an incredible charity event, raising over $11,000 for Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Yeah. I mean, that is insane. So tell me a bit about that and how you kind of incorporate, I guess, some of that into what you're doing as well.
Yeah. So I think we have another one coming up here in January at some point. Somebody had said something about doing another one. And so I got hit up by Empire Jerky, who was working with the guys at PBTF, Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. And they were saying, hey, let's do it. You know, I was like, hey, let me get involved. They were doing like a Game On thing, which is their charity organization type thing. So I was like, all right, let me do that. You know, whatever, I'll raise $1,000. And the first day I had raised like $6,000 or $7,000. And I was like, geez, like I kept having to push the envelope back. And I ended up finding out that their top streamer had raised like $11,300 or something like that. I was like, all right, man, we got to match this guy. So, and he's a big deal. Like he's a big streamer, but, yeah. So I was like, all right, we're just going to keep grinding until we finish out 11K. And, it took us, I think, 3 days to knock it all the way out. And,
it was incredible.
It was cool. Yeah. I just kept going with it. Every star that I got was donated straight to it. And I did it on stream, through PayPal. So yeah, it was really awesome. I wasn't expecting it. Sure. I was thinking like maybe $1,500 at the most, and it was like, holy crap, this community is insane. Thank you.
Yeah, that is a huge chart. I mean, that's a testament to the community, and just I mean, obviously working with some cool organizations as well. And I guess even along those lines, you mentioned Empire, and I saw, you know, you do have a couple other sponsors as well. Sneak, yeah. Secret Lab, AIM Controllers. How did you kind of get involved with working with some of these companies, maybe even bridging those gaps? Was this kind of you reaching out, them reaching out? Like, how was that process for you as you've kind of been working on it?
Yeah, so Empire, Dustin over at Empire, he's actually been in my chat quite a bit when I was early on. And he kind of, you know, he would be in there, hey, man, let's do this and this. So he messaged me one time, and then we kind of just, you know, we just kind of like both of us went about our lives, and he's grinding, doing his thing in the Empire world, and I'm doing mine. We just kind of linked up again. And he was like, hey man, let's put it together. And then, you know, some of them have reached out to me, and actually I've reached out to, like, I reached out to Secret Labs and they got back with me. You know, you just kind of send them your stats over and, you know, see if they're interested in partnering up. And some of them are, some of them aren't. You know, I've reached out to, sure. I mean, you reach out to 100 of them, and if 4 of them come back, then you're good to go. Right. So, sure. But it's awesome, man. It's awesome to say that like they see the value in what I'm doing. And they hold me up. So I think it's kind of cool.
That's awesome. And yeah. I guess kind of in the similar vein as well, how did it go for you in terms of, you know, getting into Level Up? Obviously, you know, it's been a little bit, you've been in it as well. Like, how has it been working with Facebook and kind of, I guess, going through that journey?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. Like, I haven't really worked with Facebook much at all. You know what I mean? Like, I've just kind of done my own thing. They've never really reached out to me. I've spoken to Josh a couple of times. I've spoken to some of these guys a few times. Like, I went to E3, and I've gone to the stuff and kind of hung out with some of those guys. And a lot of my friends are partners and stuff like that I started with. So, I mean, it's been quite a journey on Facebook. But as far as like working together, I really haven't had much opportunities to kind of plant my ideas or kind of put my, you know, my value into it. That's the only thing that I would say that I'm kind of lacking at that point is, you know, I have all these sponsors and partners. I'd kind of like to get involved on the platform side of things too.
And I mean, you mentioned, did you say you went to E3? Like, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, you've traveled quite a bit in the past. Like, is there anything, even if it's not even necessarily gaming related, but did you do any, or does anything really stand out with you with some of the travel that you've done for going to some of these gaming events, or even just like, you know, you've traveled a bunch, any of those that have really helped shape you and maybe what shaped you the most from that?
I mean, there were life-changing events. I mean, I had never been to Los Angeles before, and going to E3 just in general was, you know, I think you were out there. It's just crazy. Like, just the whole environment is just awesome. I went to PAX East, and I mean, honestly, it doesn't hold a candle to it. Like, but PAX East was awesome too. And that's the thing. Like, all these events are amazing. And they really do kind of show you the other side of gaming and in the development and, and you know, like how Facebook's growing. I mean, Facebook had a gigantic at E3, they had a gigantic booth, if you'll call it that. It was just huge. And I mean, like, they had like, oh, like almost, it felt like a quarter of the whole place. If it wasn't that big, but it was huge. So you got to think, like, Facebook Gaming is growing at an enormous rate, and they have, you know, they have that to back them up, the social platform. And I think that's really good for, that's good for everybody. I think anybody that wants to start streaming has a platform that they can start on that, you know, is really going to give them a solid chance to start. I mean, I couldn't say that on the other platform that I had started on. So, you know,
when you started on the other platform, I mean, it didn't sound like you had gotten too much traction on it to bring anything over, but was it still all the same, like name still same? Like, did you kind of keep everything consistent as you did, or did you try change anything when you did it as well?
Yeah. So, that was the same. I had the same name since I was a kid, actually. I've had that same name. If you want, I can tell you about it, but, I transitioned it over to this, and I've never really changed that. I did kind of break it back a little bit because I felt like the name was slightly aggressive. Maybe that was holding me back from getting partner on Facebook. And I actually got some good advice from a pretty well-known big partner streamer at that time, who was like, hey, man, you might want to, you know, maybe think about this kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. You know, I don't know what they think on the back end. So I went ahead and shortened it down just to kind of make it a little bit less aggressive. But, you know, in the end, it is what it is. That's my name. And that's what, you know, I got to keep to my morals, my values of, you know, what I started with and the name that I began with. The Yuppie Killer thing is, you know, when I was a kid, I was kind of like a, you know, anti, what are those suit and tie guys, you know, the whatever they are on Wall Street, those guys that'll, you know, sell their mama for a dollar kind of deal. So I was kind of into that. And then I grew up a little bit and understood like what entrepreneurship was and stuff like that. So It's funny because the value is more, you know, changed as I grew up and matured and got older, and, you know, but the name really stuck because it's kind of catchy and kind of funny, and it has a little bit of a story behind it. So,
and so, I mean, is that something that you're trying to change? Is it something you're going to keep? Is it something you're thinking about? Or
no, I'm going to keep, I'll keep the name. Yeah. I'll keep the name. I mean, everybody knows me as Yuppie. I don't think, you know, I thought about switching, just getting rid of the killer part and going with just Yuppie, but I think I'll just keep the whole thing, man. It's one of those things. I mean, you know, I have partners that don't, you know, they obviously know my name, and if it doesn't bother them, and you know what I mean, that most of these games like that we're playing are pretty violent anyways. If that's a deal breaker, then come on, man. Like,
yeah, no. And I mean, there's such a variation of how it goes throughout so many gamer tags, right? Like, I think it's kind of, comes down to ultimately, like, what is your content? What is it that you're delivering? Like, what is it that people know you as well, and your community? A lot of times, yeah, people or different companies are going to want to be aligned in some way and make sure it's not too crazy with what it is. But, you know, at the end of the day, it still comes down to your content a lot of ways. Sometimes maybe it could be harder to bridge that initial gap, maybe if they just don't even really look any farther. But, you know, it depends kind of what's going on behind everything.
And yeah, you're right.
I guess, too, like in terms of, you know, behind scenes, everything going on, like, how has it been for you with friends or family seeing, you know, what it is that you're doing or what you're trying to do? Like, has it been very supportive? Like, what was that experience like for you?
Yeah. So, I haven't really like pushed it on my family very much. Most of them know some of what I do. You know, my brother just kind of recently stumbled into what I do and he's really interested in it. You know, my mom, you know, she's kind of just doing whatever she's doing. My wife has been very, very supportive. And I think that's been one of those hurdles that a lot of people have to deal with. It's like, why are you playing video games all day? You know, I've noticed that a lot of streamers, you know, I've actually watched people get divorces and stuff while doing this because it's like, it's what their passion is and the significant other just can't get on board with it. And thankfully I've had a wife that's really been supportive of it and understands, you know, you have to have an internet connection everywhere you go. And it's gotta be a good enough upload for you to be able to stream in high quality. And like, she gets it. In fact, she wants to stream herself behind me. So it's been quite eye-opening, you know, to see the, you know, you have to have someone by your side that's loyal enough to say, okay, you're literally playing games for a living. Is this okay with, you know, financially, is this going to be okay for our family? Sure. And are you going to be able to help pay the bills and that kind of stuff? And if, you know, I could see it being an issue for some people, but thankfully I've never really, like, we've been, you know, just keep grinding. And she's been really, really behind me and helped me up.
That's awesome. And I mean, was that something that like you sat down and had to explain to her, like what it is you're even trying to do or what you're interested in? Or did she know what streaming or what content creation in general was at all around that?
I think at first she was kind of turned on by like what do you like, you're not, you know, like pretty much anybody would be, you know, you have to really kind of have that mindset of like, I'm going to succeed if, yeah. you know, to get into something like this. And, I'm sure she had doubts. I'm sure she probably still has doubts. Everybody kind of, you can't in this business, you can't look 5 years down the road and know exactly where you're going to be. You know what I mean? You can see the writing on the wall if you're at levels like yourself. But I mean, for someone like me, it's like, you never know. Like if I'm not here, I don't have contracts, or if I don't have this or that, you don't know realistically where you're going to be. So, and in the end, if I was to have a kid or something like that, you know, then I'd have to dedicate more time to that. Like, I mean, as you know, that kind of deal. So it's very unstable, and very risky. But I mean, there's obviously more riskier jobs out there. There's, you know, obviously scarier jobs out there. So the one thing I can say is that, you know, I'm safe at home. I don't have to worry about, you know, being shot at or anything like that. Like, I don't have to worry about the dangers of something falling on me or something like that. So I think the job itself is amazing. And the fact that we can actually do this and the popularity of what's been going on is unparalleled. Like, you can't hold anything else to it. I would imagine, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of people don't see it as you being an entrepreneur, as like, hey, this is a business that I'm starting and what I'm doing. A lot of people just see it as, oh, I'm playing a game. But that's how it is when you are starting a business. Like, it comes down to you. Like, there's nobody that you're just going to report to and do whatever it is, and you can just mail it in or whatever it is. It's like, at the end of the day, if you want to make this move, if you want to try and transition, it's up to your decision. It's up to your decision. Do you want to switch to GTA? You know what I mean? So it's like, there's a lot that comes into that, and it can be a lot of pressure as well. But that's also what's kind of exciting, because you can figure out some of your own things as you're going through it. And I'm curious too, like, as you're going through your day, like, what does an average day look like for you? Maybe even early on, and maybe even now, like, if it is significantly different.
You mean just like in general or just streaming?
Yeah, just like, you know, just maybe like a day of like what kind of like a routine is for you, or how you kind of are managing everything.
Yeah, so for a while there, and I mean, I was posting on Twitter and stuff, like, I was working out every day. I was trying to get in shape, stay in shape rather, and just kind of getting up, going out for a walk. And, you know, when I was in Nevada, we lived in Reno, and I mean, you walk outside and it's just nothing but mountain ranges everywhere. It's amazing. I don't know if you've ever been to Reno before, but it's really awesome. Yeah, Lake Tahoe is great, so you should check that out. But so, you know, it just gave me a reason to go outside, though. I mean, obviously, when COVID hit, it was like, I think everybody kind of had the same attitude. It was like, nobody wants to go outside. You don't want to be around anybody. You get out of shape. You're eating probably worse. Everybody's kind of depressed. And, you know, it just kind of hit me hard. And I came back to Florida because we ended up losing our contract out there. So we, you know, had enough to get back home and kind of settle back where we live. Mm-hmm. And my wife picked up a job and everything. And, you know, and so now my routine is kind of slowly getting back onto working out in the morning, streaming at night, and then, you know, trying to keep time with the wife and watch shows with her and, you know, and play with the dog. And there's a lot of stuff you have to do in the day. And when she works all day, so you have that time that you normally stream, you got to kind of sacrifice some of that. And when you get up at weird hours, because that's just how you've done it your whole life, it's, sure. You know, it is what it is, right? So,
yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm curious, because we are getting a little long here, and I like to keep these a little tight in general. But I think, like, what do you think is one of the most vital skills that you possess as a creator and as you've been going through this journey?
I think that I understand a lot more about videography type stuff. So a lot of people don't realize that half of your video is your audio. So one of the first things I upgraded was my audio. You know, we both have the same mic, so we both probably understand that. A lot of people, you know, they start out with these, like, you know, $10 microphones, and it's like, people will come into your stream and they'll be immediately turned off because the audio is not good, or the video is not good. I've showed people how to initially start their streams out, who I'll observe some smaller streamers that are just getting started, and say, hey, you know, I think your saturation levels are really low. Your clarity looks really rough. I don't know, what's your internet connection? You know, I'll kind of break it down for them. And I've had people reach out, and I've reached out to them just to help them out, because I want them to succeed. And I see that, you know, I see myself and what they're doing, And I realized if I didn't have that skill, I could probably be, you know, I probably would have been in their boots. So I try to give people like a little bit extra momentum to kind of understand what they need to do in this industry to keep people's attention and kind of bring people in and keep them around. And of course, you know, I can't change people's personalities. So like I give them kind of pointers on what people may be attracted to. But I think that really my main skills coming into this was probably my digital media background, the understanding of this type of stuff, you know, the rule of thirds, those kind of things and all that kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge contributor. And that's kind of cool that you have that. That was like a competitive edge you already had understood. You already kind of knew coming into it, which is awesome. And I'm sure you've spoken with a lot of creators. People even come by your stream, asked you, you know, what advice would you give creators out there? Do you have any general advice or anything that you'd, you know, say to somebody who's starting out or maybe working in this space?
Yeah, I mean, you know, thankfully for me, I was kind of financially able to, we were able to support ourselves while I started this journey. And I did kind of gain traction pretty quickly. The one thing I will say recently, and I know Facebook's just getting bigger and more popular. People are, you know, I can't even count how many people have started because of me, like saying that you're the reason that I started streaming. You're amazing. And I'm sure you get the same thing. It's like, we're having such a saturation. I highly recommend whenever you start this, you know, make sure you understand where you're at. You know, don't try to pander for views and stuff like that. Just do your thing, have something unique to bring to the table. Because in the end, people want to see something different. They either want to see you be amazing at the game, you know, if you're playing like Call of Duty or Battlefield or something like that, they want to see you destroy lobbies, or they want a personality that they can relate with, or both. And if you have neither of those and you don't have something unique and you're not good at the game, you're just starting up the stream and, you know, staring at a screen for 8 hours a day, then you're probably going to have a hard time getting your feet off the ground. So always have something unique to bring to the table for people, and they'll come around and, you know, relate to them and message. Like when they send you messages, message them back. You know what I mean? It's like, it takes you 5 minutes to write somebody back. You know, it's not that big of a deal. So.
Awesome, man. Fantastic advice. Thank you so much for joining in and sharing your experience on this. If people want to check you out, find you, see some of the content and stuff you're doing, what is the best place to find you?
You could go to yuppiekiller.com. That's pretty much where like everything's at. Or you just go to my Facebook, fb.gg/yuppiekiller, or pretty much everything's at yuppiekiller. I just keep it pretty across the board. YouTube, that's, everything.
That's clean, man. That's great. That's great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining in. Again, if you guys want to find any more podcasts and everything as well, you can find it at pipeline.gg/podcast and all our information over there. Thank you so much for joining, and heck yeah, keep crushing it, man.